Vice President Mike Pence made his first campaign trip of the year to Florida yesterday, targeting voters in the highly competitive I-4 corridor. His stops in Tampa and Kissimmee are a sign of who President Trump's reelection campaign is targeting: older voters and Hispanic residents. WUSF's Steve Newborn and WMFE's Brendan Byrne asked voters attending yesterday's event about the issues that matter to them. We start in Tampa.
So many people tried to get into the event center in New Tampa that more than 50 had to be turned away. Some of the older, mostly white crowd who made it inside were as fervent about opposing Democrats as they were about supporting the president. Mike Grellis, a Navy veteran living in Parrish in Manatee County, sported a gray beard under a Trump wool cap atop his cowboy hat. He says he backs what he thinks Democrats don't: supporting veterans and keeping fracking for oil going, and...
The biggest issue is going to be the border wall, securing our borders, keeping us safe, the drug trafficking, the child trafficking.
Lisa Wallace of Tampa, a self-described snowbird from Michigan, is worried about her vote not counting.
I am just concerned about the voting. I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to cheat. So however they can do it, that's what is my concern, is they're going to try it.
Mary Sylvester of Wesley Chapel says she wants President Trump to be taking care of the working class for another 4 years.
Just making sure that Donald Trump is reelected. I think he's awesome for the country, and he cares for the people of the United States and the veterans.
For the I-4 Votes Project, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
And I'm Brendan Byrne in Kissimmee. Just 20 miles from Orlando, where Trump announced his reelection campaign last summer, Vice President Pence was appealing to the region's large population of Latino voters. At a Latinos for Trump event at the Nacion de Fe Church in Kissimmee, the vice president touted the administration's aid to Puerto Rico, recognizing Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela, and building an economy that supports more jobs and higher incomes for Latino Americans. For Gian Ruiz, a 28-year-old Army veteran, it's that strong economy that got his support.
So whatever brings work and jobs and helps the economy and helps Latinos in this country is something I'll always support.
Arbert Esperon, a business owner who moved to Florida from Puerto Rico, supports the president's efforts to protect the economy.
I also support his policies of how to protect the American people from the instruction of other countries like China, what they were doing, stealing our intellectual property and all that stuff. I support all those policies. Those are common sense policies.
In his speech, Pence touted the administration's commitment to securing the border. That got the attention of Richard Marrero.
I want immigrants to come to our country, but I think it should be done fair. There's a process in place. It's been in place for as long as I know, and it's just not fair that people are cutting in front of other people that are in the line.
Osceola County Democrats protested outside the event, waving Puerto Rican flags and blowing whistles. Frank Rivera Martinez wants his community to never forget the administration's delayed response to natural disasters.
So don't tell me that you love my people when they're sleeping underground, mattresses underground in the open, because they haven't responded yet for requests for help. Don't tell lies.
For the I-4 Votes Project, I'm Brendan Byrne in Kissimmee.
This story is part of the I-4 Votes Project, a collaboration between the NPR stations in Tampa and Orlando. The project will spend 2020 focusing on the issues that matter to voters as they decide who they want to be president of the United States.